AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration sending more military aid to Ukraine. Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon.
Key capabilities to support Ukraine's air defense requirements, as well as additional armored vehicles, anti-armor systems, munitions, and other equipment valued up to $500 million.
Donna Warder reports a Senate panel has found the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security downplayed or ignored a massive amount of intelligence information before the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee says the agencies were also aware of many social media posts that foreshadowed violence, some calling on Trump supporters to come armed and storm the Capitol, kill lawmakers, or burn the place to the ground.
The last of several investigations into the 2019 death of financier Jeffrey Epstein has concluded. Rita Foley has those findings.
In a blistering report, the Justice Department's watchdog says Jeffrey Epstein was able to take his own life at a federal jail in New York City while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges because of negligence and misconduct. Inspector General Michael Horowitz in a video posted by his office.
Had Epstein's cell been searched as required, it would have revealed that Epstein had excess prison blankets, linens, and clothing in his cell,
which he used to take his own life.
MCC New York staff also failed to ensure that the institution's security camera system was fully functional.
Prosecutors have said some jail workers assigned to guard Epstein were overworked, some sleeping and shopping online instead of checking on him every 30 minutes. Two were charged, avoiding jail time and a plea deal after admitting to falsifying logs. I'm Rita Foley.
In Canada, rainfall likely won't extinguish wildfires ravaging northern Quebec, but could help firefighters. The smoke still raising air quality concerns across the Great Lakes region and eastern U.S. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after several reports suggested the economy is doing better than people thought. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Tuesday. It was the biggest gain in more than a week for the benchmark index. Stocks had been stalling since hitting their highest level in more than a year earlier in June. The Dow added 212 points. That's about 0.6%. Tech stocks did especially well. That helped send the NASDAQ up 1.6%. Airlines helped lead the way after Delta said demand for travel still looks strong. Delta rose 6.8%. Reports on consumer confidence, sales of new homes, and other areas of the economy all beat forecasts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.76%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And in Southern California, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department has confirmed a body found by hikers is that of British actor Julian Sands. The 65-year-old went missing while hiking in January. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.